Okay, everyone. Welcome to another exhilarating episode of Not So Common Sense. Yeah, I'm trying to fight her not to go to sleep. Because she wants to go to sleep. You know, I'm trying to get her to do a pod. So she.
It's 5:40 to get here.
Come on, that was Friday, you know. And then you off all the next week. I gotta work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I gotta work all of the 2 weeks. I don't have a day off, period. I don't even get goddamn Easter off. They said come into work on Easter Sunday. No goddamn holiday pay. Oh, goddamn. But guys want to know what we're talking about, right? Well, like I always do, take a listen. You know. Not the whole thing, because I got background music always attached to mine, so it's not the original. There's a reason why I do it all the time. I can play music all I want, because I'm like, oh, it's not the original. It sounds like it, but look at that jazz in the back. Look at that jazz in the background. That's not part of the regular music. Oh, wait, his staff was green.
Turn it down.
Yes, indeed. We're talking about X-Men 97. That's not the theme song of X-Men 97. It's a little bit different quality. But I love the original theme so much, I played it for it anyway. Because it's almost no different. But you won't be able to tell too much of it being the same theme. Because my jazz is going to be in the background of this music. Yes, that's the reason why you hear my podcast. I always had music in the background playing. Maybe subtle, but you can hear it. It's because I can play things like this. It's cheap. But you can try to copyright. I can say, yeah, it's not the same thing. Let's have music in the background. the overtone. But yes, X-Men 97. We're talking about that. We watched the 2 episodes that came out with it. And we know a little bit about what's going on with the 3rd episode. It's going to be a Jean Grey focus episode anyway. We're not going to go into that. Yeah, of course. We can easily find out what's going to happen in most of these episodes because they already been created. But, yeah. We're not going to go into anything like that and spoilers of the 3rd episode either. We are not going to be spoiling upcoming episodes. We're going to be talking about the episodes that already came out. Excuse me. So, and she's sitting here sleeping.
Anyway, sleep.
Yeah, look at your head. Look at your head. And you drooling.
Anyway.
And you drooling. So, what you think about the episodes?
I enjoyed it. It was a nice touch of nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the animation looked good.
Yeah, definitely. With the combination of old school animation, which is pretty expensive as shit, they wound up doing the whole thing. And stupid, too. To try to do the whole thing like they did in 97. I'm glad they didn't. So, they went with a hand-drawn CG combination. Which is great. It looks beautiful. You know. Have you noticed about the Sentinels?
Yeah, they're the same height.
Oh, yeah. They're proportional. Things as children we didn't see, but they know for well, us as adults will see. I mean, even I seen it already and it was kind of weird. I just didn't pay much attention. I was like, hey, that's kind of dumb. But we know there's people out there that's grown up with this shit. They will say something about it, definitely now. So I like that they fixed that proportionality. Because you go from a Sentinel that's 2-3 stories high, but then can walk in a mall. Like, this mall is about the same size as that house over there. How the hell can it be that small? What else? If you want to keep talking. Nope, she went to sleep already. Okay, I'll take over from here. Well, the crop top. Can we talk about it? People are talking about Gambit in that crop top. One, that's the 90s look. You will wear that. Matter of fact, a lot of people still today try to pull that off, but again, we're still in the early 2000s, really, believe it or not. So, the crop top. The crop top. I love it. They kept to the charm of the series. I didn't believe that you made a definitely this is Disney. They normally fuck shit up like that. That comes from, you know, small people being in charge of it. You know, we're talking about Marvel. But that charm normally goes away when big corporations get their hands on shit. Disney didn't let that go. It's good. I love it. It's nice. The whole thing of them bickering back and forth. It is like they kept the charm. They made them even feel more like a family than they did even in the early cartoons. And this is a very small snippet. I mean, the basketball scene where they're outside playing basketball with Logan and Gambit are shirtless. Of course, Logan is hairy as shit, as he should be. He calls himself a Wolverine. Yeah. It's good. And of course, Rogue keeping her, you know, whole bodysuit as you would when, you know, you're a walking death machine. Which, again, I keep saying to this day, when she in a fight, why is she not butt-ass naked? I mean, as a guy, if I had the ability, my fighting suit would be my birthday suit. Because a lot of these people use their bare hands. To this day, I know it does affect her too, though, so I understand that. You know, so you might want to keep them down low too, on how you want to siphon someone's soul. But still, you're eating someone's soul. It's like, I only got one thing to do: get as naked as possible and give you a bear hug. And you're done. And you're done. You're done. You know? Well, in her case, she takes a glove off. Only thing I gotta do is cast that demon out of you, if you know what I mean. Right? But yeah. I still love the show. She out cold with sleep. At 9:30, she'll be up in a bit. But it does seem kind of cool. It does seem exactly like the show beforehand, even though they're fixing some continuity issues, because the old show was politicked to death. So that's why you see a lot of series looking like it was the end of the actual the end of the season was supposed to be, look like it was the end of the series, excuse me. I had to correct myself. It looked like the season's finales were literally the series finales. It's because they were. On multiple times, they wanted to end the series, but since it was kind of popular as hell, they decided, hey, you know, that may not be that good of an idea. How about we do another season? Like, I think the very last season, you got to see things like backstories for these characters. How Mr. Sinister was created, right? And yes, he's that old. You got a lot of old people in there, man. Like, real old people. In X-Men, you know. Magneto was a Holocaust survivor. And he's one X-Men's major villains. Just think about how long the Holocaust was, and then put yourself back into the 90s. Right? Yeah. And when I say survivor, he actually seen it. So that means he had to be, at the very bare minimum, young childhood, like 8, 9 years old, right? For you to actually remember that. Because even if you're 2, 3 years old, you're not going to, you'll see that horror, but you're not going to remember it. You're 3, right? So 8, 9 years old. Look at you, kicking and kicking and kicking. You don't want to say anything else?
I'm looking forward for the next episodes.
Exactly, definitely. The next episode is going to be good. I want to see how they're going to deal with this supposed second Jean Grey that popped up.
Spoiler.
Well, we did say we're only going to talk about major, only 2 episodes, so I'm not going to give you too much about it. Again, I did say it's going to be, the third episode is going to be a Jean Grey-centric episode, if we do know. But yeah, I'm only going to give you that much. You know, when it comes to the, comes to the series. Eventually, there's going to be time travel involved. Well, we can already tell you got Bishop. You cannot have time travel not be involved when Bishop is involved. I mean, it just goes without saying. It's Bishop. You know, if he's not time traveling, it's going to be a kind of a, you know, boring day. I mean, that's a big part of his character, was the fact that he traveled time. But yes. And they did finally, if you paid attention to the series, the season finale, since they didn't want to kill off Professor Charles Xavier. I mean, the series was aimed at children, believe it or not. I mean, even though the topics that were being discussed were quite heavy, it still was aimed at children, so good guys didn't really die off that much. So I'm predicting they're going to wind up using that again to bring Charles back in a different way. I don't think he's going to have a body. He's going to be more of a force ghost type of thing, because he did mention that he will be in spirit. You know, he may not be there in body, but in his spirit type of thing. That may actually be taken literal. This is comic books, by the way. No one really dies in comic books. That's been the trope that they got away with since Superman situation. Allow you to do just about whatever the hell you want. So, because you can just bring a person back to life anyway, just because you need to, because plot reasons. And in this situation, I believe it's the same thing. Well, plot reason says I need someone back, I need them back. Right? So, yes. It was pretty good. She went to sleep. She's snoring hard. Can't you hear? Yeah. So, let's go and get to the elephant in the room, shall we? And that's none other than Morph. Morph. Yes. How did they use the non-binary Morph? You want to know how to use them? That's why I said them. To make sure you understand. How did they use the non-binary Morph? They used them as you would anyone else. When Morph was a he, they used them as if they were that same Morph that was a he. Seriously. I think they shaded his skin to match that gray tone that he has. I think that's no longer a match. That's his real look, which makes sense. Instead of the male facade that he had, right, that was in the old series. So now they had that, you know, expressionless, but featureless, you know, look. Well, it makes sense, since he's a shapeshifter, right? I'm saying that, referencing old Morph. And now that this one is the same thing, they should be able to be whatever gender and sex. Definitely do have a gender there. I mean, it's X-Men and Mutants. Being whatever gender they want is something small and insignificant. But being whatever sex they want is another thing as well. So this is definitely shaping up to be pretty good. The two episodes is definitely decent. The first episode dealt with, you know, what you obviously would expect, one of the new characters being brought in, you know. This was, yeah, like solar powers and whatnot. And so dealt with that, and you know, showing off the sentinels that they used before, you know, that was pretty good. And introducing Magneto to the X-Men. You saw the trailer of him, you know, officially taking over as, you know, controller of the everything that belongs to Charles Xavier. Yeah, that's true. That is 100% true. He owns everything that belongs to Charles. And of course, as awkward as that's going to be, it's exactly that. And it's shown throughout the series, throughout the episodes, right? They're them getting used to their most powerless villain now being their most powerless ally. Pretty cool. I like that. You know, that part I do love. You know, Storm, you know, it's gonna be Storm. If you've read the comics, you know what happened to her. Yes, it happened here as well. So they're using things that happen in newer comics and bringing it into the 97 anime series. So just about anything can actually happen, just being the 97 style, right? Because they did show that this is, which is New York they in. They had the Twin Towers. Let's be real, that's the Twin Towers. They showed the Twin Towers. So it's definitely a 90s thing, because anything 2000 and above don't have them, right? It's good to see them two beautiful towers up there, which never was attached. But yeah, it was beautiful. Episodes looked great. Style was great. Role put off RKO, aka Diamond Cutter, because it's in the 90s, supposedly. So she can get away with that stuff. Like, wait, was that RKO? No, it was a Diamond Cutter. Gotta understand, that existed already in the 90s. WCW, Diamond Dallas Page. So she can pull that maneuver off, even though he like, wait, not able to do that. Ain't that kind of late in the future? No, because a certain somebody did exist doing that maneuver in WCW, Diamond Dallas Page. DDP. Right. So it was great seeing that fight scene. You know, I know people are worrying about the sexualization of the cartoons. It's more subtle than it was beforehand. You know, so you're not going to be seeing Roll with massive breasts and a curvy ass. But you'll see sexualization of it. It's just hit. And subtle, because it's also still supposed to be made for children. Again. Gotta make the animation fit. So it was great. The first episode dealt with the Sentinels and whatnot. Magneto getting police involved and everything. And here they did have, if I remember correctly, they had Jean Grey pregnant. So she's not doing too much, but she will get to doing her actions and whatnot and being a fight and whatnot. You know, but she's pregnant with Scott's child. So I'll leave you with that to know who that may be. We got Bishop, so you may know one person it may be. And then it could be another one, because you know how many children Jean and Scott had and their importance. So, yeah. Try not to spoil too much of it. Just let you know little cursory things is in there. So the second episode dealt with Magneto definitely being more involved in it. And we got to see him actually in action, which is great. You will notice a color swap of his power set, by the way. Something you may not notice if you watch and not pay attention. His usual red color, him being a villain, it was red. Yes, that was done on purpose because he was a villain. Is now turned to yellow, a more subtle color. It's not good, because good would be something like a blue, right? For him, and it might be saying, well, Cyclops is like a optic blast. It's like a energy blast type of thing. Magneto doesn't really need a color set for his powers to be used. A lot of times, sometimes they don't even show the color, but they... Sometimes they do. Right, sometimes they do. But yeah. That happened. Executioner shows up. Spoiler alert on that one. But you kind of understand that when you're dealing with X-Men anyway. So yeah. That's like the baddie of the week on that one. They keep trying to mention Xavier being killed, because that's what they wanted to make it look like. Again, remember what happened in the last episode. He went with the Shi'ar Empire and was laid to rest, basically, but he's not dead. Right? They kept him alive subconsciously. His body going to fade away, but his mind will still be around. So... eventually he'll show up in some way, shape, form, or manner, like I said before, maybe like a force ghost type of thing. All in all, the episode was actually pretty good. I liked it. She liked it as well. Maybe we get touched more with it a little bit more, once we get our thoughts, but this is our first initial thoughts since we watched the episodes, right? After we rewatch them again and basically study them, we'll probably get even more detailed about it. I'll probably try to do that more likely this weekend to get more detailed about it. So give people enough time to actually watch it. Actually watch it, not even getting to the spoiler portion. But this is just an initial review of how we looked at it, how you watched it, and how we felt about it. And yes, again, we did see Morph, and Morph was perfectly fine. There was not a problem with Morph. So all of the hoopla about, oh man, they made X-Men woke, which is the most retarded thing you ever seen and heard from beforehand. Anybody who says it's woke are retards. They are retards. Because what you mean is, well, it talks about prejudice and racism, literal racism. So, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? How is this anywhere near woke? I mean, it been woke. If it hadn't been woke, I don't know where you've been at. I mean, literally in the animated series, they once had Rogue, not Rogue, but Storm, experience you know, racial prejudice. And she's like, what? Skin tone prejudice? Like, she was surprised. Like, what? Skin tone prejudice? Yeah. Because all the rest of the prejudice she was getting was because of her being a mutant. So yeah, they had it in there. So yeah. Anywho, we definitely enjoyed it. We're going to go over it some more in detail once we actually talk about, you know, rewatch the series. And then get into the spoiler portion. So anyway, later guys.